joined by Luke Harding, who's in Martyrs Square in central Tripoli. What's the scene, Luke?
Well, Matt, the scene is one of chaos, as you can probably hear. Everyone's been converging here since early on this morning to mark the beginning of Eid, the Muslim festival at the end of Ramadan. Now the mood here is pretty raucous, and I think it's kind of, you know, there's been a revolution here, so you'd expect people to fire, but this morning they've been firing again with, well, Kalashnikovs and heavy weaponry, and actually some people have been hurt already from falling bullets. And I think it just kind of shows really there's no control in the city whatsoever. I mean, the new kind of NTC, National Transitional Coalition, are in place, but there are a couple of policemen on the streets. I can see some policemen changing a wheel now, but this is just kind of craziness. And it will be fine. We're not for the fact that these bullets, when they go up, they kind of come down again. But I'm looking at rebel trucks coming past, people saying Allahu Akbar, God is great, with machine guns mounted on the back, doing V signs, hooting, taking photographs. There are rebel tricolours floating from the kind of Ottoman palace to my left, an enormous one, and then people just flying out into the Mediterranean over the palm trees. So, I'm also next to a stall. There's an enterprising guy from Benghazi who's flogging rebel hats, stickers, badges, and lapel things for between 3 and 5 dinars each. And he's doing a fantastic trade. There are kids here, people inflating I Love Libya balloons in rebel colours, Libya hurrah, and just crazy cacophonous firing in all directions. And I expect we're going to have 3 days of this.
The night before last, they looked to be very ordered celebrations in the square with fireworks going off rather than guns in. Have you got any explanations for the change of mood?
No, it's been like this for ages, to be fair. I mean, it's sort of pent-up frustration, I think. Well, bear in mind everyone's been fasting. Also, bear in mind this is a city without any water. So there's been quite a lot of privation here. But what's interesting is that this morning we're seeing families. I saw two young women, sort of middle-class, rather well-dressed, taking photographs. Just sort of ordinary people coming out to the streets to celebrate this festival. But as I said, this really is still a city without any kind of meaningful government or rules or control. At the moment, this is all very good-natured. But I guess this is what you get with revolutions: is a lot of bullets in the air and a lot of joyous stupidity.
Is it so chaotic that it's going to sort of frustrate efforts to restore basic services?
No, I mean, I think, you know, they're on track with basic services. The problem is basically that this water plant, several hundred kilometres south of Tripoli in the desert, which is still kind of really a sort of no man's land, with not really under control of Gaddafi people and not really under control of the opposition or the new kind of interim government here. And I know the UN is trying to ship more water in, but so far not much of it has arrived. I mean, there's no water in our hotel. I mean, not that journalists are a great priority. And there's kind of no water everywhere. So the city is kind of functioning. I mean, the shops are reopening a few, and there is some food around. But the infrastructure such as it is kind of creaking. But no one is really complaining. No one's moaning or whinging or anything like that. Everyone is still very, very happy, and the mood is still very positive.
There's sort of semantic debate going on here at The Guardian about whether we should still call them the rebels. What's your view on that?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. I mean, it's almost as if sort of journalist vocabulary hasn't caught up with the kind of fantastically fluid situation here, because, very soon, the established authority here in Libya, I guess, is the National Transitional Council. So they are no longer the rebels. They are the government, if you like. And the Gaddafi guys who were the government, and now what are they? They're loyalists, I suppose. And if they begin fighting back or any kind of insurrection, that they become guerrillas, don't they, or insurgents. So I just think the English language isn't quite adequate to the chaotic task of sorting out, you know, who's who, but the only setting is really kind of no one's in control at the moment.
I can hear a police siren in the background. Does that suggest sort of law and order is being restored, or perhaps not?
No, it's just some guys driving around with a police siren. I really do love your kind of, you know, European drive for order and harmony for, you know, something 18th century when there is no logic. This is, we're in an illogical situation here.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Luke.
Okay, cheers. Bye.